We're talking Rihanna vs. Pokemon Go and Joshua Triplets in studio. I'm just saying, stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Let me break you off.
Wait, are we live? Oh, nobody see us. Hey, it was real long.
Can you dab to it? You know,
dab.
Now that breathing you was doing was dope. I gotta go back.
That's his thing.
Oh, Mr. Carter, no, I added that to the studio for that. You let me know. I got you on that. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse J, and welcome to Black Heart Lives the Beat. I'm joined in studio by my queen to be.
Hey guys, you know I'm in the building.
Hey, Mr. Carter in the building.
All day. Who cussed me out today? Oh.
Not even. Yeah. A character.
Wait, I can't hear Mr. Character. Carter's mic. Can we turn his up mic up?
Turn me up.
Joshua Triplett in studio.
Hey Josh.
Dab on. She dabbed so hard her headphones fell off. It's the music. It's too hype.
I'm just saying.
We came in a little late, y'all. Well, very late, but that's fine. You know what I mean? It was a crazy day here at the studio. But Joshua, thank you for coming through.
Absolutely.
Single, I'm just saying, available everywhere?
Everywhere.
Boom.
iTunes, Spotify,
in your pocket, on your phone.
Get it right now.
Get it right now. That's what we're doing. Also, at the end of the show, you know, our dear homie, Miss Sia Moon's here.
Sia Moon!
She's going to give us a little live performance. So what we do is so now, Josh, that you have been inducted into the BHL family.
You got to do the same thing.
You're going to have to come in and then give us a live performance.
Dope.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
For another week.
Sounds good.
But let's talk about it, y'all. This Pokemon Go.
Rihanna, oh my God.
I don't know if you saw the video, but Rihanna was at her concert.
She banned it.
She said, hey, y'all can't be up in here videotaping my concert. Everyone done. I've already seen the concert like 4 times on YouTube.
Wow.
Seen Beyonce on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. We're in a Snapchat world, you know? So she banned all pictures, all video, and she said, and no Pokemon Go.
Because people go to the concert because Pokemon is all over that.
Of course.
That's ridiculous.
You could
that
go all over the place.
You got all the Pokemon there
at the concert, y'all. That is crazy.
If you see Pikachu, I'm sorry, Rihanna. Okay. I'm gonna battle Pikachu. You see me going like this? Damn it, I got one.
Honey, don't let it be a Vaporeon.
A Charizard.
I'll be on that stage right now, like, better have my Pokemon.
Girl. Be nice.
I am. All right. So, but why I wanted to talk about this is because this is like a new thing that concerts are actually starting to say, like venue spaces, that they want to put these magnetic things in when you go in that your phone.
Or to make it shut off.
Apple, I think that's a good idea. Apple already designed it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Wow. So, like with the next iPhone, you can't take any pictures or video, period.
I think that's a good idea.
But I mean, how would you feel? It's kind of a good thing, though, because you don't want the phone all up in your face while you're trying to see. You know
not only that, like, true, where's the suspense? You want the suspense. People are paying money to go to these places.
Right. And then you want to remember
what you want to. I want my own experience. Yeah. I don't want to go online like you can go and watch Beyonce.
So don't watch it. Choose not to do that.
No, but what about when you're scrolling Facebook?
I know,
it pops
that happens
up.
All the time,
yeah, it happens all the time. Instagram scrolling all the time. Snapchat spoiler alerts.
She
all
clicks
day.
Every video, any video you could pick. This woman, she is world star.
I'm about to send her my Facebook page.
My Facebook be popping now.
I'm about to tag you in some of my videos. And be like, hey,
all right, I'll repost.
I need some views, queen.
I'll repost.
Queen, I can't. So I don't know if this is a good thing. We want to know what you guys think, so leave a comment down below. All right, so Josh, so what we do is we play some music videos, and we want to get your creative experience and your musical technicalities as far as what these visuals are going to give us, what the audios are going to give us.
Interesting, okay.
It is. So the first one, I had to put it because she's everywhere on YouTube.
And I never watched them. So I'm giving
you 100.
So basically, I need you to give us, the positive critiquing, because she gonna rip this.
I'm not gonna rip anyone apart. I tell the truth.
So you Simon.
I am Simon Shit. Cowell. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I always make it clear.
Yo, it's dog, and I'm raising.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll be J-Lo. I'll be the special guest.
All right, so the first one, her name is Imani Williams. The song is called Don't Need No Money.
Let's go.
And we need a little volume. Thank you.
She cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
She cute.
Yeah.
She cute. She can get a kiss on the cheek.
There we go. Thank you. Hey. Oh, baby. Wrapped up in your arms feels like I made it. When I close my eyes, the world is faded. I used to say that love was just a fool's game. So you put it on me. Now I'm talking about diamonds in your eyes. I'm thinking about loving you blind. There's something about you. They got me feeling like. They got me feeling like. I don't need no money.
Hey, Imani Williams, Don't Need No Money. What are y'all thinking? What do you think, Josh?
I thought it was dope. I mean, it's a good sound. It's the quality of the video is really good. You know, I hear it on the radio in the clubs, and she looks good. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up, Imani.
Yeah,
hit me
up. Joshua Triplet featuring Imani. We're going to get a new single out here.
Absolutely. I see y'all both dancing. I need up a little bit more money. That's going to be the name of the record. I need a little bit more money. Something like that.
What you think, Queen?
I think it's cool. I think for that dance sound or whatever, she'll be all right. She's in a whole nother genre, so she can probably make it. I can hear it overseas. I can hear it spread it a little bit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So good for her. Yeah, she's nice. She has a good team behind her. You could tell. Her video looked like they paid money. She did hair and makeup. She looks good.
Do you remember a while back, I brought a video, and it was these three girls. They were really cute. We all had good comments on them. And it was a very similar sound. They were from the UK. And what is so interesting to me is I was really rooting for them because they were a girl group. But this girl embodied that whole entire sound and video with one person. And so I got to be like, Imani, she just came and shut it down.
There you go.
Next week, we're going to pay my girl Stushy, though, from the UK.
Oh, wait till you
hear. With a name like Stushy, she better be.
No, it's
she
the better group.
She better be Gushy. Go ahead. I was repeating what you said.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's what he said.
Princess is in the building, be nice.
All right, okay. Next. Her name is Kari Foe, and the song is called Fantasy. And no, Queen, I was not high when I heard this.
We're going to see. Because if you got to give me a disclaimer, this is probably going to be crazy. We should have put the headphones so the baby can... Oh, she's here.
I'm no man's fantasy.
Yes, you were.
I never planned to be.
You were actually getting high while you was picking this. You was like this. Me.
I'm no man's fantasy. Well, I haven't got the chance to be. It doesn't really matter now. Because I've given up.
What?
Come check into my heart. My
Heartbreak
Hotel.
Oh, she's depressing.
This is not a home.
I love the instrumentation
sure
of stuff,
right? And I won't pressure you to stay. Because my love don't
work. Hey, Kari Foe, Fantasy. Go ahead. What you thinking?
Man, the instrumentation.
It goes crazy.
You must play. A little bit. I don't play like that, but I heard them chords. Whoever produced that is fire. Yeah. That's number one. But I'll say this. I wouldn't listen to the song on my own. But the visual made it that much more tight.
Yeah, and
you feel out. So now it's going to be
stuck
in my head.
It's like a song you Shazam, like, what is this?
Yes.
Because honestly, like, the whole song, it just takes you on. It's like a song that actually literally takes you on a journey from start to
end. I am no man's fantasy. I never had a chance to be. She said, I just gave up.
She never
she's
fell in love.
Speaking about all the black women up today.
Like, that's real. That shit is real, you know?
The sound. The sound.
And she turned
very
it into,
but you see the words to the song?
That's bomb. I wasn't even expecting the beat and shit to go where it went.
That,
like,
music,
that's
I'm serious, with the soft drum.
And a jazz feel.
It was
I give her that for production.
Go ahead, Kari.
I want to see what she looked like, though.
Next, we got Banks featuring MC Beezy. The song's called All In.
I'm all in.
Check it out.
If it go like that, I'm getting points. I'm all in.
party, ladies. You already know what time it is.
They want a more cinematic approach.
Y'all know these streets don't love us. Hmm. We either eat or get ate. We try to eat. Y'all know the cue get in, right?
We try to eat.
The things everybody trying to be a gangster.
Eat or get ate.
I'm going all in.
I was close.
Is that bank?
They got this idea off of... I'm going to tell you right now.
Is that Banks or MC Beezy? That must be Banks.
You know who did this?
Yeah, she's Banks. MC Beezy's the dude.
Gotcha.
No, it does remind me of something.
Snob Life.
Hey, you see that? I don't know what that
you
is.
Are so East either. Coast. Hey, Banks featuring MC Beezy all
they
in.
They stole that whole video concept from this girl, Ming Lee, Snob Life. That's ooh. What she did. Ooh. She had all her bitches and all of her girls, and they PG all had five. Guns. PG five, because we got princes in the building. Hi, baby.
You acknowledging it more than she is.
Yeah, because I love kids and I have to be cautious. So, they stole that whole concept off of Ming Lee. Shout out to Ming Lee, entrepreneur doing her thing. Her and her broads.
I love Ming Lee.
Her and her broads for Snob Life. They stole it.
She got a body.
She needs to come. She needs to come, and they need to come and do it over and stop stealing people's things.
Girl,
I'm
this
not feeling
world
her.
Is about stealing.
It's recycled.
That ain't even recycled properly. Ming Lee joint was dope. They was all in white. I'm sorry.
How do I make this positive? Let's see.
Joshua, what did you
I'm
think
not giving her no props because it was like the same walkthrough, the same image, the same everything, the same concept. She ain't coming with nothing original.
I want to see this video y'all talking about.
Snob
you can either
life,
eat
Ming
or
Lee.
You can get eight. That's
yeah,
all I'm
you can
say.
Either
that's
eat
all.
Or get
I'm about
eight.
To tweet that. You can either eat or get eight.
Well, here's someone who's eating properly. Because, yo, you know I love to go to... I love performers from England, mm-hmm. London, overseas.
Oh, man.
This
next
girl...
Level.
Yo, this girl, Nadia Rose. The song is called Squad.
Squad.
Check it out.
Squad.
Yo, this song.
How do you even
yo,
spell
check
that?
This girl, watch this. Just the way she flows on this beat.
Her logo's dope.
Yeah, that
that's
looks
fire.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's fire.
Isn't it crazy once people realize that they can do this themselves and don't need a record company?
How?
Guess who's back? But you never left. Yes, I did. I rose from the dead.
Oh, she got that Dickie swag. You ever see Dickie dance?
Yeah.
Little Dickie.
I'm your worst nightmaster over your bed. So them girl try corny, cool but I smell defeat like a old
yeah,
ass.
I like her swag.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's sick and she's bad. She sings and she raps. She shit and she's wack.
Her whole swag is tight.
Yeah. She gives like a Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, yeah.
Like the video gives Missy.
It's so carefree.
Yeah.
Hey. 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 Nadia Rose.
Okay. Yeah. Nadia Rose.
I like her.
That was fire.
That was cool.
Fire.
Everything. Like, that was just.
That
check
was fire.
Out the rest of her videos, y'all, because she's popping. And just like that, approved. The rest of that video, her swag just elevates. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
from
I'm going to watch
it. From a
visual
standpoint, it was all one shot, too. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what's going to be in front of the screen.
Yeah,
so
I love
that
it.
It was tight.
All right, next, showing love to New York.
Cardi B.
I wanted to put this out there
she's
because
so hot.
out of love and hip hop, you don't really see a lot of people come out of it.
Yeah.
So here's someone she legit put a mixtape out. She's trying to get herself out there. I thought it was like, okay, your season's over. She may stop putting videos out. She's out here.
At it.
She just dropped this video for Wash Poppin'.
Wash. That's how she talks. She's like,
right?
Wash Poppin'.
Take a look.
Wow.
She's so
why
ghetto.
Did I think that was Wash Poppin'?
I love her.
It's bad.
Everybody like her because she real. She not trying to front.
Come on, be grown, suck a dick.
Yeah, I'm so glad she can't hear
oh
that.
She don't care, like.
I believe you, I'm with you.
I'm a stripper hoe.
What's
poppin'?
She a stripper hoe, like,
you
don't care.
What's
poppin'?
This is crazy.
I've been trying to get on my bougie shit. I've been trying to be like a lady. But y'all be getting me tight. Woo! I need all my money makers. Bring that cash out. I need
you ratchet.
It's so trapped.
Wait, so my homie came
with what's in your playlist, bro?
I know, that's why I'm like, he's ratchet.
Cardi B, what's poppin'?
Wait, let her flow go.
You can watch the video and give her the extra YouTube click if you want to do all that.
Anyway, let's go. I like right, this
now
guy.
Queen gonna go and be like, I'm gonna go listen because she didn't want to play the song.
No, I'm not.
See, I'm yeah, catching on. That. I'm catching on how y'all can get Queen's clicks on here. I ain't gonna give y'all the free thing. No, but it's so funny you said that because yesterday I was playing that song and my friend came over and was like, Jesse, you're a ratchet
man.
What are you listening to?
Everybody's been trapped or like get high to this joint.
Cause
like,
he stayed rolled up. That's what's like, wrong with him.
That he banging.
I think he roll up just to search.
Hey, every day.
Me right. too. Okay, sorry.
All right, so I'm not even gonna say who or what this is. I'm gonna see if Queen. I'm gonna see if you can figure this out. All right.
I already read it.
Oh, it ain't that.
All right. Oh, okay.
It's called Banks and Steals, but that's not their real names. You're gonna recognize some familiar faces because this is a new group in which they have formed. The song is called.
Is that Lauren Banks and Steals?
Girl, how about you listen and watch?
She's hype.
The song is called Giants. You tell me who it is. You name who it is.
Lord Banks. Is it Lord Banks and Steals?
Nah,
who is this?
He ain't strong enough to be Lord.
What?
They are Giants.
Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang! That's RZA.
Things done changed in hip-hop since then Bobby out the slammer. Hip-hop started on the East Coast and then moved west down to Bama.
Wow.
I'll bring it back to New York, hold those bus and throw your hands up. Pass me a
you know what this reminds me of? Andre 3000.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz on my bed.
Yo, he's trying to go for that white money right now.
Yeah, that's what it said, though.
If Andre 3000 and Big Boy ain't, why not?
He going for that bread.
He going for that warm money.
Hey, Banks and Steals, Giants. Yeah.
So that's, I like that RZA.
Yeah, and also Interpol's Paul Banks. They joining teams and creating some dope music.
Wow. And, I think and Wu-Tang has a following that people going to follow forever.
That was a money move.
Wu-Tang
right there.
Claim ain't nothing.
Wu-Tang Claim ain't nothing. PG-5,
you know.
Hey, yo. Okay.
But here's the thing is that I felt like this is what Kanye West and Paul McCartney
were
trying to do with Rihanna. Yeah, yeah. I think I had enough.
And I think no one would have expected it out of these two. Yeah. And I think they hit the tone, the sound.
This was
the
more
visual.
Rock.
Yeah.
And this more
I'm like, they were
top
country,
40,
right?
Too. Yeah, that was almost.
Yeah, because 4 or 5 seconds was like.
That was folk.
Okay.
Like, I ain't never.
Folk. He said folk music.
Okay, with the capital K.
Folk.
All
right.
Music.
Well, let's talk about good music.
Joshua Triplett.
Who's that guy?
So you have a you got some photo shoots going on, but there was this one photo shoot that you had going on. It was we called it the commitment photo.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
So I'm assuming that we're gonna get a visual for this.
Yes, yes,
soon.
Yes. Mid August, you know, the shooting in Malibu. I'm very excited about that, man. At this point, really just kind of finding the romantic interest, you know what I mean? The love interest is hard because it's such a physical, you know, commitment is a lustful, you know what I mean?
My type of stuff.
It's very sexy, like intimate. So she got to look right and she has to be right, you know, and be willing to go the extra mile for the visual.
Oh, this is LA. You'll find somebody like that at
absolutely.
The drop of a hat.
Absolutely. One of these Instagram models going to come through.
Yep.
One of them.
Get Nicki Minaj.
He got a specific
one of them.
He knew.
So wait, one of them. What made you want to become an artist? No, I'm just kidding.
Right? Instagram.
Right, before we get into all that, I want to show this video, and it's part of the song Commitment. Let's take a look.
Oh, this is needed.
need to hang.
Look at the baby.
She my manager.
Is this, wait, is that your barber?
It's my stylist.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm actually my own barber.
Really?
Yeah. People don't believe me when I tell them.
Nice.
I was trying to pull off that Moses look, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that white outfit right there. The yeah, that blowing yeah. in the
giving,
wind.
Giving that biblical realness.
Absolutely.
Right in there.
Africa.
Joshua Triplett, Commitment. Make sure you guys check that out. Also available everywhere for everywhere. Purchase.
That just says Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, YouTube Music, Amazon, and Tidal.
I just want you to go listen. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Just
and purchase.
And absolutely, purchase is important, too. You
once
know
they listen, they will.
Exactly. That's, you know, if you can just like go listen and everything else will follow, you know.
I could hear myself listen to that in a car.
It's a feel good record, you know what I mean? And I needed something like that. But that's the kind of stuff I listen to in my playlist, you know. And I wanted, a lot of artists can't reproduce what they listen to. Does that make sense? Because a lot of artists, you know, I'm not going to name them, but they have really good music that others listen to, but they, you know, they're steadily listening to other stuff. It's like, but will you listen to yourself and enjoy it? You know, will it get old to you? So I'm like, nah, this is my record. Like, this is.
And why I love it is because it doesn't sound overproduced. It doesn't sound. Like, I'll hear some of these singers, and it's like, I'll hear them live, and I'm like, oh, he has a dope voice.
Yeah.
And then you hear the record, and it's like, you know, that sounds crazy. Like, you sound bomb
in
real
life. That was your Britney
Spears. No. I wasn't going to name. I almost named who I was, but I won't because he's a big singer. We, you know what I mean? We
leave the people alone.
Girl, who are you telling me?
Look, I'm being a good girl today.
It's a cold day in hell, y'all. I don't need my dad.
Did you say it's a cold day because I'm being good?
Yeah.
Only because the princess is here.
You got to bring her more often, apparently.
Girl, you want a show producer position?
She needs to be here every Wednesday.
You want a line producer position? I got jobs.
What you think? Like, nah, no.
So for everyone who wondering who we're talking about, this is your daughter, Jaden.
My little lady.
Yes.
Hi.
And she's my manager, too.
And also she's taking under daddy's wing?
Yeah.
She's an actress.
She's an actress as well, yeah.
Really?
She has a big movie coming out August 26th. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Congratulations. Yay.
She's a ham.
It's called Major Deal?
Major Deal, yeah. Russell Simmons production team, All Def Digital. It's their first official feature film.
Nice.
And she's fifth bill, which is amazing. She's playing King Kieran's daughter in the movie. So.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Proud daddy moments. It's
right?
You know what I mean? It's like, because we work together a lot, but for that, I got to kind of stand on the side
and
behind the camera
and
just watch her, and I'm like, she is really incredible.
That's
you know?
Your child.
She's 5 years old.
Man. I just went to a commercial casting yesterday. Y'all would have been hired.
See? Let's go.
But
us.
Also, you have a pilot on BET called The Yard.
Yes, that's correct. The Yard is BET original. It's very exciting for the network. You know, I think because it's good content coming to the network. It's been a while since we had that original scripted content. You know?
I don't even think people watch BET anymore.
Exactly. I mean, to be honest, like, since Hell Date, I ain't watched BET.
Remember
like, Hell Date was the jump off.
You just threw that all the way
but
back.
It's been that long since
Mary
I watched
Jane, Being Mary Jane kind of carries BET. I
you know what? Being Mary Jane is really amazing. It really is. And they needed that, though, because now you can introduce other good shows to the network.
So The Yard, what's, like, the premise of the show?
It's, you know, Greeks. I'm a fraternity, bruh, you know what I mean?
Alpha.
One of the seniors. We're not allowed to actually use that, but it's the equivalent to Alpha, you know? But it's cool, man. It's a drama. It's action-packed. It's of interest. You're going to, you know, get sad. You're going to get excited. But, it's you know, it's one of those, you know, same that drama that you're looking for, but it has top bill. Like Anika Nani Rose is, you know, she's top bill in it. You know what I'm saying? To see her in a series is gonna be like, yo, like,
go ahead, BET. I'm
you know,
step in.
Are you? Did you, were you guys approved for any episodes?
So
or?
At this point, what they did, which I think is brilliant, we shot it as a full feature. We shot it as a movie. It's like 93 pages or something like that.
Okay.
So if it doesn't get picked up, I'm assuming it will go straight to you know, as a movie, but
like on Netflix or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something like that. And even for the network, you know.
Oh, Netflix, on a network, well, it'll just go as one whole thing as opposed to
exactly.
Episode.
You know, okay. A lot of they be loving to rerun them.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. A lot of pilots are doing that now, though. They're filming it as movies, but I'm confident. You know, the content is there. The production is there. You know, we got a chance to shoot on Morehouse campus.
Ooh.
You know, which was amazing for me.
So,
but
do you feel like there'll be because remember that show VH1 tried to do? It was the sorority sister thing, and it got a lot of backlash.
Yeah, so, the AKAs against the Deltas.
Yeah, yeah, it was messy. Wellin'. It was too
yo,
messy.
People flipped.
My
out.
Mama watched like, that show.
They
yeah.
canceled that show so
yeah,
fast.
In the quickness. Yeah,
Mona had to do look. Like a sit down. It was like the most serious Mona. Like wow. Mona got the phone call, and had to come down and be like, okay. Yeah, I really apologize.
It was super
in her low
like,
voice.
It put a bad, yeah. It put a bad yeah, taste. It put a bad
too stank.
So, within saying that, I'm assuming that BT is taking this in a whole nother direction. In which
yes,
the community would look at it like
absolutely.
Finally here's someone that tells
exactly.
our story.
It's not reality. That's number one, and then it is scripted in the sense of you're watching a story. I mean, so think Stump the Art. Mm. You know what I mean?
My favorite
movie. Think that, but it's not that my element.
Favorite.
So you do have a
like
lot of good elements
movie.
Of no. the. You know, of the story. What are Greeks about? What do they do? What encompasses a HBCU?
Were you ever a Greek?
I was never a Greek. But people say I'd be alpha, though. You know,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I
that's
went
exactly
to a,
what I said.
I went to a different...
With the baby blue eyes. Just pay, put a cane in
his That's what they
hand.
Say. That's what they say. But I mean, I don't know.
So music-wise, as far as balancing out acting, being a father... Working,
juggling.
You know
juggling.
What I mean? Like, how do you do that? As, and it's great to actually see a man doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much stay at home dad, you know. And with that being said, it's kind of cool because we get to kind of take the journey together. So anything I do, like she's here with me now. She kinda,
are you raising
this.
Her by yourself?
No, my wife does work full time though.
Okay.
I'm married. Yeah, I got the whole team, but it becomes me because this is my job. I'm working right now. You know, so
and he does his daughter's here, guys.
Yes, like
he does.
She's with me all the time. Yeah. That's why I'm like, she's my manager. You gonna, if you see me, you're going to see her.
Her.
You know what I mean?
And who's going to say no to that face?
Right. She's a ham.
She's well behaved. You know what I mean?
She's well behaved. God
like,
bless you.
You couldn't have a 5-year-old in the studio and be like, be quiet and be running
know,
around
right,
somewhere.
That's true.
You know, so she's been, you know, introduced to this since she was like 2.
Okay.
But from my very first single back in 2010, you know, she was in the studio when I was recording that, and she was just
little infant.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So she grew up in this.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it's a testament really to your up, you guys raising her. I mean,
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
have that kind of
yeah.
a personality and charmness. So music wise, what do we got going on for the rest of 2016 as far as what you're trying to accomplish before the year end and going into 2017?
I got
as far
a plan. Like she turned you see she
what's
turned her head.
That's what we trying to figure out what y'all plan is?
So 2 singles already released. My mm-hmm. third one is coming as well. I would like to get a visual for each one of these, mm-hmm. starting with Commitment.
Yes.
After the 3 singles, they're completely different sounds. So I'm just saying is that radio club hit, you know, that I need, because I can't play Commitment at the club.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, but you can play Commitment for radio or
we can
the
dance.
Ladies
I'm
gonna
just
love
saying
it.
In the club.
Yeah, baby showers.
You know what I'm saying?
Stuff like
so
that.
So then I got that dance pop, you know, song coming as my third one. So mm-hmm. it's that Jason Derulo, Nick Jonas,
okay.
Justin Bieber
oh, okay.
type feel. So
are you a dancer?
I can dance. I'm not a dancer though.
Okay.
But you know, I studied.
He just know how to.
I can move. You know what I'm saying? I can,
he can get a like a standing one right one place.
Girl,
one
dance,
place with a spin.
Who taught you how to dance? The WB Frog.
The WB Frog.
And you gotta be a certain age because
nobody
right.
knows about the WB
right.
Frog.
I was just gonna say, not the WB
unless
Frog.
You watch
I'll remember that.
He took it back.
Animaniacs on Netflix.
Right, Animaniacs.
Yo. But, so after the next thing, I'm doing the EP. It's 8 records already done. So
okay.
I'm kind of just sitting on them like,
do
I can't wait.
Name?
Pilot Season. This is the first official time I'm releasing the name. So
okay.
y'all just got
okay.
that. But
okay.
Pilot Season. The reason why I'm going with Pilot Season.
Yeah. Thank you.
Exclusive.
You. Yeah. We don't move those.
Actually,
see?
That's the first time we don't ever have one of those.
That's
why
I was like, what's that?
I don't even know. I didn't even know we had that. Go
ahead,
production.
Pilot Season. It's because I'm an actor. I want
yeah.
people to know I'm an actor first. I do music because I love it. But Pilot Season, you know, I'm kind of shopping out the sound as an actor, essentially, like, will it get picked up?
That is a wonderful man.
Will you like my music? Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should I come back for the next one? So, and then going to the next year, I will release the album, you know. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is get maybe 4 or 5 new records on top of the EP, remix a few from the EP, make it a full package. So,
all right.
And that may be called something else, but I ain't gonna really say
so
yet.
So you're trying to
I got the name already.
So you're trying to release
Kangy Yacht 2. Kangy Yacht 2.
You're trying to
be stealing though.
Yeah, they do.
Be thieving.
No, they do.
Right,
you're gonna are you trying to release
pilot season?
Or like what that bitch just did to Snob Life.
Right.
Are you trying to release pilot season the beginning at the top of 2017?
Pilot season the EP
or EP.
The EP was probably gonna be the fall, like right around back to school.
Oh, now coming up.
Yeah. Back to school, yeah. So, I mean, and people was like, you ain't giving enough time for the first single. It was like, well, I'm an independent dude. And I mean, any marketing is out of my pocket. So I need people to, oh, he got another one. Oh, he got another. That way they'll know where to check back. You know what I'm saying? And then whoever ain't get Just Saying ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
No,
but they might get commitment. And then they're going to, oh, let me check out Just Saying too. So
I always say this. What irritates me so much is when it's 2016. You can't. Yeah. This isn't NSYNC days where you drop a record and it lasts for 6 months mm-hmm. and we all get promo and that one. You drop something. If I go to your YouTube page and that's the only something on your page, then
I lose interest.
Maybe I might catch you next month if you come up on the play again on my YouTube channel.
No, it's so important, it's like, though. You got to have more than one.
Content is important.
Content.
And you got to stay in people's faces. So whether it's every month, whether it's every 2 months, putting something visual. Yeah. I always say that. And especially, it doesn't have to be a high production video.
Absolutely.
But as soon
like
as
the photo shoot, you know, people want to see behind the scenes, you know, and that's going to hold them over until the actual official video is done. But it has to be done right. And I didn't do Just Saying for that reason.
Yes.
You know, and I have envisioned what I want for Just Saying, but, you know, I got a lot of Instagrammers and YouTubers and Viners who are my friends who are like, yeah, I got you. I support you. But it's a little bit harder to wrangle them all up in one time and shoot this video. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me just skip that one for now.
Always come back to it.
No, come back to it.
To commitment. Know? Commitment is more intimate. It's only you and one other person.
Me and my lady.
Yep, you and your lady. That's it. Yep. Two people, and that is it. You don't need a whole production of people
real
there.
That's it.
Real cute and simple to the point.
You got it.
Film,
exactly.
film with a red camera. Red.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Already.
Red all day, so that shit looks fresh.
Beer.
Inside, they don't know that.
Inside. But I think that that's awesome. Visuals are very important, and sexy stuff is really important.
Yeah.
So you and your lady and you just filming Commitment is a sexy song, and I think that it'll grab the attention because, you know, we love stuff like that. That's
right.
The sound is definitely needed. I'm definitely going to buy it. When
Thank
I say
so
I'm going to buy it,
it,
I do buy
Thank
it.
You. It's only a dollar.
Yeah, that's even better. See,
you know
I'll sit up here and just purchase it right now.
that's
what I usually do, but I think I'm going to get Commitment because I like the way that sounds.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I can find
it.
Myself driving listening to that.
Go ahead, Queen. You got the Queen stamp on
that's
proof.
Man.
And he's a
good
dad, and his daughter is everything. And I'm on my best behavior.
What?
Man, you done came in here and whipped me up.
So, so our dear friend, Sia Moon, she's here. She's going to perform. But I think y'all are going to have to do like a performance
when
you guys get together. Because your voices
would
sound
go
amazing.
Great together.
So before we kick it over to Sia, where can everyone follow you and check out your music?
JTripNation.com or any social network is at JTripNation. I make it super easy. Anywhere. I don't even know.
I like
J
Trip Nation. That's really
J Trip Nation. I'm Joshua Triplett, but you know, J Trip Nation.
Boom. Queen.
When I first saw this, I thought his name was Trippett. I said, Lord, Todd Trippett, the road is coming.
I said,
Lord, I'm going to have to be on my best behavior. But then
Triplett,
I read Triplett
yeah.
and I said, okay. But everybody already know they can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram and Snapchat, Queen Wink, and at Queen Live on Twitter.
Jaden, you want to come up here and tell everyone when they can come
see
your movie?
Face?
Come here.
Come tell everyone where they can come see
your movie. I ain't do her hair, y'all. Y'all can't.
That's okay.
Y'all
this
no
girl
judge,
is the most
y'all.
Adorable
no
little
judge.
Thing.
Right
yeah.
Whoa, your hands are cold.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Oh my God, I need a daughter.
Jaden, what's the name of the movie you're going to be in?
Major Deal.
Oh.
Say it loud.
Major Deal.
And,
Major Deal.
It's a major deal.
It's a major deal.
It's a major deal.
And what's the name of the character you're going to play?
What's your name in the
movie?
In the movie.
I don't know.
Kennedy.
She's
like, I don't remember. She
so
filmed
cute.
It to her defense. She filmed it about 5-6 months
ago. Okay, so she can let it go. Her brain has grown since then.
But it's crazy, like, seeing her memorize full scenes.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
How is
young.
That?
That's crazy.
And, like, interacting with, you know, grown adults who've been doing this for a while, you know, and taking direction from professional directors and... It was,
and
man.
Does she give the emotion off that the scene is?
I'm looking.
I can't wait to see.
You need to come home.
She's really.
Well, Jaden, thank you for coming in today.
What do you say?
Oh, you're so cute. All right, guys, make sure you guys check out Joshua Triplett everywhere on iTunes. Download I'm Just Saying Commitment. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
And keep in contact with me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom. Yay, yay. Live from Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat, Miss Sia Amoon.
Run away, little boy. I don't wanna break your heart. Run away, little boy. I do not want to break your heart. I do not know what you see. I'm not the girl for you. I do not know what you see. Oh, 'cause I'll end up hurting you. About it. I told you then that I was chilling. You could have saved yourself your feelings. You could have saved yourself your feelings. Too bad you didn't listen. And now you gotta run. Oh, 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 oh. And now you gotta run. Oh, yeah, yeah. Run away. Little boy, I don't wanna break your heart. I don't wanna break your. So run away, little boy. I do not want to break your heart. After the curtain call and the doors is closed, that's all you see. Man, ain't you tired of window shopping, looking at what you can't have, like soon it's gonna be me. Big crib with a white fence and a kid boy, that ain't me. I got way too many options to be settled down. And I ain't cold enough to have you waiting for me. Sure hope I'm ready next time that you come around. 'Cause it's hard finding someone that's really down. Until then, you might wanna run, baby. Yeah, I don't think that you're ready for me. Run away, little boy. don't want to break your heart. Oh, no, 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 no. I said run away, little boy. I do not want to break your heart. I don't want to break your heart. Said I don't want to break your heart. I don't want to break your heart. I don't want to break your heart. So run away, little boy. I don't want to break your heart. Run away, little boy. I do not want to break your heart.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.